I imagine many of you are wondering, who the heck's the new guy? My name is Father Peter Osteen. I was actually assigned here as a seminarian 3 summers ago. And I reached out to Father Wilson, just asked him if I could do a Mass of Thanksgiving. And I actually asked him if I could do it on one of the weekdays. But he told me, why not a Sunday? And I said, all right, yeah, let's do it. But I'm here just to really thank all of y'all for your prayers. I loved it here at St. Mary's. It was such a formative experience for me, and I know that your prayers definitely helped me, so I appreciate it, and I know all the other seminarians who passed through here as well, it always has a huge impact on them, so thank you very much for that. Now for the homily. So I don't know if anyone here has ever met a saint, a living saint, someone who's extremely holy, who they just live, they have the radiance of God, and they have this aroma to them. If you've met someone like this, you know what I mean. They have this aroma to them that is almost contagious. You really don't even, they don't even have to talk about God, but just how they act, how they live by their example, it's attractive. And it like somehow helps you fall in love with Jesus Christ. In fact, meeting a saint kind of reminds me of, meeting a living saint, one of these people, reminds me a little bit of the mustard tree in today's parable. It's someone who is attractive, just like how the mustard tree attracts the birds. It's someone who's peaceful. They have this sense of peace to them, just sort of like how the mustard tree gives birds shade, a place to dwell. It's also life-giving, just like how the tree provides a place of nests for these birds. And if you were to ask one of these people, what's the secret to this peace, to this holiness that you have? They'll tell you that everything they've received is completely a gift from God. None of it was earned. It was a gift from God. And all of it, they'll tell you, came from prayer. Prayer is absolutely essential. And prayer actually reminds me of this first parable. It's, in the eyes of the world, it doesn't really make sense. You're just kind of sitting there in silence, wasting your time. You could be doing 100 other things more productive. You could be cutting the grass. You could be doing other chores, watching TV, hanging out with friends, doing work, whatever. But it's only with the eyes of faith that we can start to see the value of prayer. And it's like this first parable. It's like whenever we sit in the presence of God, He mysteriously gives us growth. He gives us His grace. He breathes His divine life into us and slowly makes us like His own. It's here that the seed that we are at baptism begins to grow to full fruition, and we begin to become those plants that the world so desperately needs. And how desperately does our world need these plants? How desperately do we need saints, these life-giving trees? We live in a world where there's not that many of them. There are not many saints. And it's almost like we're in this big desert. There are no trees for all the birds of the world to land on. They're flying around aimlessly. They don't have a place they can find shade. They don't have a place where they can put their nests. They don't have a place where they can find food. They're flying around aimlessly. And it's only whenever they meet a saint, someone who's like a mustard tree, someone who's attractive and life-giving. It's only then that they can come to know the love of Christ and they can come find life. Every single one of us, in our own way, are called to be these living saints. We're called to be these life-giving trees, so to speak. And prayer is absolutely essential for this, as essential as it is for the seed that needs growth. Some of us might have the means to pray more often. Some of us maybe not so much. But daily prayer is absolutely, absolutely, if I can't stress this enough, indispensable. We can do it in our rooms. We can do it in the chapel. Here at St. Mary's, we have the awesome Adoration Chapel over at St. Clair's. I guess that's almost like a little greenhouse of sorts that sort of speeds up the process. But it's absolutely essential, and we need to do it every day in order to become these life-giving trees. And so I just leave you with some questions. Who would like to respond to this call? Who wants to be a saint? Who desires to spend time with Jesus so that he can more mysteriously breathe life into your soul? Who wants to be one of these life-giving trees that attracts the people of the world to its shade, that can give life, that can give its fruit? All it takes is one person. It takes one person to transform a family, one person to transform a workplace, one person to transform a city, a country, one person to transform the world. It all starts with one little seed.